USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House is hosting Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain to sign a historic peace agreement. The UAE will be the first ever Persian Gulf country to establish full diplomatic relations with Israel. UAE's foreign minister saying,
"Well, peace is always something that we should do it with a lot of excitement and a lot of hope. And today is one of those days. The UAE is so delighted and privileged in playing a role for peace, not only for us in the UAE, but for the whole region."
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is advising residents to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Sally. The storm could bring record flooding to the area. An emergency disaster declaration order for Alabama was signed by President Trump on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Iles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
Republicans making their pitch to regain control of the House in November's elections. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, hosting a Capitol event and saying Democrats have done very little to bring the country together.
Speaker Pelosi promised the American people that Democrats would serve a responsibility to seek common ground. And she did the complete opposite.
And opening the Senate on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the political left has put all its might behind the narrative that disorder is acceptable.
The vast majority of law enforcement officers are heroes, and the toxicity, anger, and actual violence that far-left mobs have inflicted on policemen and women across our country is simply beyond the pale.
The Kentucky Republican also saying our country has unfinished work to ensure that Black Americans do not feel unfairly treated or targeted by law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is blasting Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and asking him to resign after an anonymous report came out that says the department meddled with CDC coronavirus reports.
I am calling on Secretary Azar to resign immediately. We need a Secretary of Health and Human Services who will look out for the American people, not President Trump's political interests.
The New York Mets may be getting a new owner, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Billionaire Stephen Cohen has reached a deal to buy the New York Mets baseball team for a reported value of $2.42 billion. Cohen said in a statement, "I'm excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the Mets." This comes after an earlier move to buy the team failed back in February. The sale must still be approved by 23 of the 30 Major League Baseball team owners before it can become official. While Cohen already owns a minority stake in the team, which he acquired in 2012, his legacy has some controversy. Regardless of those concerns, the reality is that the hefty price tag could mean higher team valuations for all the other owners, to which they're likely not to object.
And finally, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is campaigning in Florida on Tuesday. The former vice president will sit down with veterans in Tampa. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.